I praise God that this afternoon we can gather before our God in His presence.
一起在这里数算我们的主在菲律宾圣经神学院这60年当中的恩典。
And we are here to count together all the blessings that God has given to the Biblical Seminary of the Philippines and to count all the faithfulness of God.
我想特别在这边首先谢谢院长，也谢谢学校。 让我有机会在这边参与这60周年的庆祝。
And first, I'd like to thank Dr. Joseph Shaw and also the whole school for giving this opportunity to be able to be a part of this celebration.
其实若是你熟悉非圣的历史,
if we are acquainted with the history of Biblical Seminary of the Philippines,
我想你应该知道内地会海外基督使团跟非圣 有一个很重要的关系。
Actually, we'll find out that the China Inland Mission or the current OMF International has a very close relationship with the school.
我想我没有错的话，几个院长当中应该有2个院长是内地会的宣教士。
So among all the past presidents, we will see there are these two who are OMF missionaries.
其实我想这也是特别反映内地会，尤其我想在过去60、70年，在我们整个策略上的一个非常重要的一件事情。
And this will in a way reflect that in the past 60 to 70 years, the strategy of OMF for China in the mission is really very important.
无论是在菲律宾也好,
whether it's in the Philippines,
其实我想在整个东南亚,
or in the whole of the Far East,
我们看到各个地方的教会看重神学的教育,
that in every country, we emphasize theological training,
也看重神工人的培育工作,
and we emphasize equipping of the workers of God's kingdom.
我想许多 不单单是内地会的宣教师，一些其他差会的宣教师也非常的看重这个重要的工作。
So it's not only the missionaries of OMF, but also other mission agencies, we all emphasize theological training.
不单单是借着在圣经上面的装备,
not only through the equipping from the Word of God,
更加在那两年，在那3年的当中，能够在灵命上面能够更加的成熟。
And in those 2 or 3 years in the seminary, we hope to train students to mature in their spiritual life.
是的，当我们的学生离开学校，进入到无论是教会的服事也好。
So for our graduates, after their graduation, either when they go to the churches,
机构的服事也好,
or they go to parish churches,
甚至差会宣教的服事也好,
or they would go as missionaries,
我想我们的心愿就是我们派出去的学生是能够为神的工作能够摆上那最好的。
And the best is so that, our students, when they finish their training, they will be able to give their life fully for the work of the Lord.
我想我们今天能够聚在这里，真是主的恩典。Today
we're able to gather here. It's really and totally the grace of God.
我想我也代表着海外基督使团的同工，特别祝贺我们飞圣在这60周年一个非常重要的一个时刻。
And therefore, on behalf of all the members of OMF International, I'd also like to congratulate the Biblical Seminary of the Philippines on this very important occasion.
当院长跟我联络，问我今天下午要跟大家分享的信息是什么？
When Dr. Shaw inquired about what I'm going to share this afternoon,
我马上就联想到历代至上第28章。 也就是我们刚刚所读的这2节的经文。
Immediately I thought of this passage we have just read a while ago in 1 Chronicles chapter 28 verses 20 to the end of the chapter.
我想我大概应该首先承认一件事情，我有一点偏心选这2节的经文。
First I must confess that I maybe my bias is that I I select this few verses.
因为这两节的经文以及这两节里头的两个字，其实就是我们今天我的讲道题目的这两个字。
Because the first two words of this passage, that is really the title of our sermon.
其实跟内地会跟戴德生有一个非常重要的关系。
And it's closely related to the China Inland Mission and closely related to Hudson Taylor.
1865年六月二十五号。
So in 1865,
六月二十五号。
And June 25th,
我的高祖父戴德生那时候在英国。
My great grandfather, Hudson Taylor, he was in the UK.
他去到英国南部一个城市叫 Brighton, 叫伯莱顿。
And he went to a southern city there called Brighton.
那一天正好是一个礼拜天。
It was or it happened to be a Sunday.
他早上聚完会以后。
So after the worship service in the morning.
他就走到伯莱顿的海滩上面。
Then he walked to the shores of Britain.
其实他的心里面是非常非常的沉重。
Actually, his heart at that point has a very heavy burden.
因为他想到了当时的中国有许许多多上千上万，尤其内地的人没有机会听到福音。
Because he thought of the many millions of Chinese, especially in the inland, that have never heard of the gospel.
他就在那个海滩上面做出了一个很简单的一个祷告。
And there, standing on the shore, he made this very simple prayer.
就是求神赐给他24位灵巧。且乐意帮助的同工与他一起去中国。
He asked God for 24 skillful and willing co-workers to go to China.
灵巧
skillful
且乐意帮助
and also willing.
其实他的祷告就是出现在这个地方。
His prayer really comes from this passage.
是大卫应许或者这个向他儿子所罗门所给予的忠告。
And this is the advice that David has given to Solomon his son.
神将会兴起一群灵巧且乐意帮助的人，与他一起建立神的殿。
God will raise up a group of people who are not only skillful, but they are willing to help in order to build the temple of God.
其实我想当我们读历代志上的时候
So when we read First Chronicles,
真是一个不太容易读的书。
Indeed, it's not a very easy book to read.
院长，对不起啊，你是学旧约的。
My apology, you are an OT expert.
或许我应该问他怎么个读法。
Maybe I should ask him, how should I read this passage?
因为如果是你熟悉历代志上的话，会知道单单前面九章就有900多个不同的人名字出现。
In the first 9 chapters, there are more than 900 personal names.
若是你能够把他们都读完的话，其实你就成功一半。
If you are able to read through all these names, you already have it successful.
那从第十章往后读，我告诉大家容易读多了。
And after chapter 10, it's much easier to read.
若是我们熟悉历代志上的信息的话
，But if we are acquainted with the message of First Chronicles,
其实你会知道，其实它有两个非常重要的信息。
Well, we would notice that there are two very important messages.
第一个信息就是永代。大卫作王
，and that is the coronation of David as king.
永代大卫作王
，the coronation of David as king.
第二个信息呢，就是建立神的殿
，and secondly, it is the building of the temple of God.
其实我想，这两个亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，都提醒着我们在旧约里面，当我们读旧约的时候，有一个非常重要的一个原则。
Now, this reminded us even as we read the Old Testament.There are important principles.
因为在旧约里面有很多的指标是要我们能够其实在其中看见耶稣基督。
Actually, in many passages in the Old Testament, it will all point to our knowledge of Jesus Christ.
也就是说，当以色列人围绕着大卫要永代大卫做王的时候
，And even as the Israelites are surrounded David and to make him king,
我想更重要的就是我们要看到，其实今天。 巴不得全世界的人也能够拥戴耶稣做王。
And you know, it would be our heart's desire that all the people of the earth today will also be would like Jesus Christ to be the king.
所以我们读当他们拥戴大卫做王的时候，我们不可以单单就停留在那一个地方。
So we'll not only stop at seeing the coronation of King David.
乃是他是预表着耶稣基督也应当拥戴做王。
It represents the fact that Jesus Christ, you should also be crowned as king.
而我想建立圣殿也是同样的一个原则。
In the same way, when we talk about the building of God's temple,
我想在旧约里面，当然我们所看见的就是神为他的百姓预备圣殿。
Here we see that God has prepared a temple for His people.
但是其实，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，当我们翻到新约的时候
，However, brothers and sisters, when we go to the New Testament,
我们却发现，其实上帝是在新约里面预备着他的百姓成为他的圣殿。
It is God preparing His people to become the temple.
在旧约里面，他是为百姓预备圣殿。
In the Old Testament, it's God preparing a temple for His people.
新约里面，他其实是预备着你我，预备着他的百姓成为他的圣殿。
In the New Testament, it's God preparing you and me and His people to become His temple.
而当我们来到刚刚我们所读的这两节的时候
，And even as we approach these two verses which we have just read,
我想很快把四点放在弟兄姐妹们的心上。
I'd like to have this carved in your hearts four points from this passage.
在短短的两节里面，我们看到四个非常重要的事情。
We see four very important messages from these two verses.
当然，我想我们首先所看到的就是上帝的计划。
First, we see the plan of God.
上帝的计划。
The plan of God.
就像我们刚刚所说的，上帝是要建立他的圣殿。
Just like what we have said a while ago, God would like to establish His temple.
因此，神就把那个蓝图给予了大卫。
And therefore, God gave this blueprint to David.
有可能你没有带着圣经，但是若是你往前看一节的话
，So if you just go back one verse.
其实大卫在那边对所罗门这样说。
And there, David said to Solomon.
他说这一切工作的样式。
And all this pattern for this work.
都是耶和华用手画出来使我明白的。
They are actually written by the hand of the Lord so that I can understand.
神清楚地把他的计划给予大卫。
God has given His clear strategy and His plan to King David.
大卫把这一个计划，神的计划，就交给了他的儿子所罗门。
And David committed the plan of God to his son Solomon.
来建立神的殿。
To construct the temple of God.
而当我们聚集在这里的时候
，So even as we gathered here,
我特别留意到我们今天的节目单。
And I take a note of our program.
我非常喜欢我们飞盛在这里我们的计划我们的目标
I'm very impressed with our goal and the way that we design it
Equipping God's workers
装备主仆
With God's word
扎根主道
For God's work
做成主工
To God's glory
荣耀主名
而若是你刚刚有听诗班唱我们六十周年特别诗歌的话
So if you are attentive to what our choir has just sung the 60th anniversary song
其实他们又加了一句话我不晓得大家有没有留意到
Actually they added one more line
Into God's world
到神的世界中
我想编长啊我们把它加进去好了
And I suggest that we will add this to our slogan here
其实我感谢主
I thank the Lord
这几年有机会在不同的聚会里面遇见院长
There are many occasions where I have a chance to meet Dr. Shao.
真是能够感觉到神也给他了一个宣教的一个心智。
And I can feel and see that God has also given him this heart for missions.
我可不可以告诉大家，其实今天当我们看普世华人教会，特别看华人教会神学教育的时候。
Because today if we look at all the Chinese churches in the world and their emphasis on theological education.
其实不多的神学院看重宣教。
There are not a lot of seminaries which emphasizes missions.
我想我大概不需要一个手上面的五个手指头，我就可以算得出有多少个华人神学院在学校的学位上面有颁发宣教的一个硕士学位。
I can use my five fingers to count the number of schools which has a program for missions.
大概连 five 都不需要用。
Okay, maybe less than five.
真是求神继续的帮助我们看重神的计划。
May God help us to see what He emphasizes.
我们不仅是在神的话语上面装备神的功能。
So we're now going to keep the God's workers using His word.
他们能够出去进入到不仅是神的工作，也能够扩展神的国度。
They can go out and do God's work and expand God's kingdom.
为了他的荣耀。
For His own glory.
神的计划。
This is the plan of God.
神的计划。
This is God's plan.
但是告诉我们回到这两节的话。
And as we come back to these two verses,
我想我们不单单是看到神的计划。
We don't just see the plan of God.
我想我们也看到了神的同在。
We also see the presence of God.
我们也看到神的同在。
We see the presence of God.
大卫在这边特别忠告他的儿子所罗门对他说，
So David advised his son and he said,
你要刚强壮胆去行。
Be courageous and strong and do the work.
不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
也不要惊慌。
And do not be discouraged.
为什么呢？
What is the reason?
注意下面他把原因讲了出来。
And he will give him the reason.
因为耶和华神就是我的神，与你同在。
For the Lord God,My God is with you.
神的同在。
The presence of God.
这是何等宝贵的一个信息，一个应许，不是吗？
This indeed is a very precious promise.
还记不记得摩西在出埃及的时候，他在神面前的一个恳求，一个祷告？
Do you remember what is that request and prayer of Moses before he led the people
out of Egypt? 若是你不与我们同行的话，我们就不往前面走。
If you don't walk with us, then we will not proceed.
若是你不与我们同行的话，我们跟其他的人也就没有两样。
And if you do not walk with us, then we are no different from other people group.
但是因为有上帝的同在，因为有上帝的同行。
But it's because that God's presence is with us, and you walk with us.
我们就跟人不一样。
Then we are different from other people.
哎呀，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我想上帝的同在是何等宝贵的一个应许。
Indeed, this promise of God's presence is so precious.
马太福音的开始，以马内利，神与我们同在。
The beginning of the Gospel of Matthew, the name of Jesus Emmanuel is God with us.
马太福音的结束二十八章，也是再一次神与我们同在。
And the conclusion of the book of Matthew, it also says that I am going to be with you to the ends of the earth.
我们也感谢主，在这过去六十年，神与非圣同在。
We can thank God for the past 60 years, God is present.
也当我们往前行的时候，
and even as we step and walk forward,
让我们更渴慕能够不是求他与我们同在，
not only will we thirst and ask God to be with us,
乃是上帝能够给我们一个敏锐的心，能够感触到他的同在。
May God give us a sensitive heart that we will feel His presence.
也因着他的同在，
and because of His presence,
我们在这边看到了大卫对他的儿子说，你要刚强壮胆。
Here we see David's telling Solomon that you must be strong and courageous.
不要惧怕，
Do not be afraid.You will not be discouraged.
是上帝的同在帮助着我。
It's God's presence helping us.
上帝的同在伴随着我们往前面走。
It's God's presence together walking with us.
上帝的计划。
God's plan.
上帝的同在。
God's presence.
我们当然也可以谈到上帝的供应。
And of course, we also see God's provision.
上帝的应许。
And God's promise.
我们其实往前看的话。
If we look forward.
我们会发现，其实大卫很清楚地向他的儿子提到了上帝怎么样预备了建立圣殿一切所需要的一些材料、一些资源。
And David also clearly told Solomon that actually God has already prepared all the needed resources to build the temple.
他一切的需要在耶和华以勒的应许的下面，上帝都会丰丰富富地供应。
So Yahweh, he will surely, bountifully provide all the needs.
我不晓得我们学院有没有这样做过。
I wonder if our seminary has done this before.
过去有好多年的时间，我们有的时候在使团里面，我们会整理出过去几年上帝怎么样丰富供应我们的需要。
In OMF, we also do this. We will try to recall how God continued to provide us in the past few years.
能够看到他那丰富供应的神。
And we will be able to see how God has faithfully provided.
耶和华以勒丰富的预备我们一切的需要。
Yahweh Jireh, He indeed has provided all our needs.
戴德生在那个海滩上面做了那个祷告之后
，After Hudson Taylor made that prayer in the beach，
就是两天后
，After 2 days，
他就到了伦敦联邦银行
，And he went to London and he went to the federal bank，
County Bank，
County Bank，
他就开始了一个账号
，And then he opened a bank account。
这账号的名字是 China Inland Mission，
and the account name 就是中国内地会。
他把他口袋里面的十英镑放在这个账号的里面。
And he took out the £10 in his pocket and opened that account。
他回到家里面，打开他的日记。
And he went home and opened his diary。
就描述我今天去到了联邦银行。
And he said I went to the county bank today。
开了一个账号叫中国内地会。
I opened an account today called China Inland Mission.
我放了十英镑。
I deposited £10.
很有意思，在这里他后面加了一个加字 ，a plus.
And then he added a plus after that £10.
加什么呢
？What did he add？
加所有上帝的应许。
Plus.All of God's promises.
十磅
,10 English pounds.
加
plus
所有上帝的应许
All of God's promises.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们的上帝是一个信实的上帝
Our God is a faithful God.
会供应我们一切的需要
He will provide all our needs.
我们为这过去60年感谢主
We will thank God for the past 60 years.
我们也带着信心往前面走。
And by faith, we will push on.
相信上帝会供应。
And we believe that God will continue to provide.
会继续的供应。
And He will continue to provide.
上帝的计划。
The plan of God.
上帝的同在。
The presence of God.
上帝的供应。
The provision of God.
但是很快，最后我们也看到了神的百姓。
And lastly, we see the people of God.
哎呀，我非常喜欢这两个词，灵巧，乐意。
I love these two terms very much, skillful and willing.
灵巧
，skillful，
乐意
，willing。
我想这两个提醒我们，在服事当中非常重要的两个原则。
This reminds us of two very important principles, even as we serve the Lord.
一个就是肯
One is you are willing to do it.
一个就是能
And the other one is you have the ability to do it.
乐意描述着我们肯不肯
So it will describe whether we are really willing or not.
灵巧 提醒着我们一个能力的一个问题。
And skillfulness will remind us about our ability.
有的时候我觉得在教会里面，在宣教的工厂上面，我们十分的看重肯不肯的问题。
Of course, in missions and in the mission field, we emphasize the willingness of a person to serve.
大概我们会回想到马里逊他曾经说过，我不能但神能。
Maybe we remember Madison saying, I can't, but God can.
我也了解这个道理。
And I understand this principle.
我知道，其实肯是一个非常重要的一件事情。
Of course, to be willing is something that's very important.
但是我总是觉得，是不是我们也要看重那个能不能、那个灵巧的层面呢？
However, should we not also emphasize whether that person is skillful or not?
我想神学生进入到飞圣是一个肯的问题。
I'm very sure that all who come to BSOP. They are willing to serve.
他们肯进来。
And they are willing to come in.
我想，无论是后头的两年也好，或者后头的三年，就是我们能够帮助他们在能的上面，不是吗？
And in their 2 or 3 years of seminary, we're trying to equip them to enhance or hone their abilities.
不单单是让他们在能这个肯的上面看到神的供应或者神的引领。
So not only in their willingness we will see God's provision.
也是要看到。他们在灵巧上面被装备起来。
And we would also like them to see the equipping so that they will be very skillful.
在明白神的话语上面。
In understanding the word of God.
今天下午我们没有更多的时间，但是我想在这边，尤其在21世纪，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我觉得我们在神学上面，在圣经上面，我们一定要扎扎实实的来懂明白神的话。
In the first 21st century, surely we must emphasize understanding and be skillful to study the word of God and theology.
今天西方教会的没落，就是从19世纪在神学院里面对神话语的折扣开始。
And the decline of the Western churches is because in the 19th century, they begin to de-emphasize the Word of God. If we use human wisdom to judge God's Word,
and
if we follow that pattern, the decline of the Western church will also be the decline of the Asian church in the next generation.
所以我非常喜欢我们学校的名字。
So I love the name of our seminary.
菲律宾圣经神学院。
Biblical Seminary of the Philippines.
我们要高举神的话。
We must uphold the word of God.
我们要装备神的工人，能够在神的话上面按着真意来分解神的话。
And we will equip our God's workers with God's word, that they will be able to divide God's word correctly.
在讲道上面，我们要让他们更加的灵巧。
And in their preaching, they will even be more skillful.
到教会里面，我们的讲道不是只是如同一篇学术性的一篇演讲。
So when we go to the churches and preach, it would not be something like an academic report.
乃是在讲道上面，我们能够供应弟兄姐妹们日常所需要的灵粮。
But in our sermons, we would be able to feed our sheep.
我们让学生让他们出去的时候，在牧会上面能够领奖。
And when they go out to pastor a church, they will also have the same skills.
那他们不是带着一个骄傲的心而去。
And they will not go there with pride.
乃是一个谦卑的心去服侍教会，服侍弟兄姐妹们，牧养弟兄姐妹。
Rather, they would be very humble in shepherding the flock and to serve the people.
我们从辅导学帮助他们怎么样能够更灵巧的来面对这个时代在牧会当中许多的挑战。
And even as we continue to counsel our people so that they can also skillfully face the challenges of our world.
当然，当他们有机会在机构也好，或者在差会里面，巴不得我们训练出来的也是那一批灵巧的工人。
And we also desire and wish that the people that we produce from our mission agencies, they will also be skillful.
因此，在这边我们看见大卫对 对所罗门说。
So here David said to Solomon,
神将会兴起一批灵巧且乐意帮助的人。
God will raise up a group of people who are skillful and they are willing to help.
我心中的祷告。
The prayer in my heart is this.
就是神能够派更多肯的人到我们的当中。
And that God will send even more people who have that heart of willingness.
我们就可以派更多灵巧的人从我们的当中出去。
Then we can send out more skillful person to go out.
灵巧
skillful
且乐意帮助
and willing to help
神的工作
God's work
神的同在
God's presence
神的供应
God's provision
神的工人
and God's people
愿神祝福菲律宾圣经学神学院
May the Lord continue to bless the Biblical Seminary of the Philippines
也在往后的日子里面
And in the days ahead,
更多的兴起灵巧且乐意帮助的人。
God will continue to use BSOP to raise up people who are willing and who are skillful.
愿荣耀归给神。
And may all the glory be to our Lord Jesus Christ.